Hello, this is Tom and Ming, and I'm King Boy, and today we're going to solve one of the world's problems. Step by step, we are going to solve all the problems in the world. Okay, maybe not all, but most.
We'll solve most of them, hey.
So good!
Tom, who have you brought to the podcast today?
I've brought my son, Ting Boy.
Let's give it for Ting Boy!
Ting Boy!
Ting Boy.
He's stealing kids now. This is my son, Ting Boy. I'm Ming, that's Tom.
And I don't know. Comment, who can you see more resemblance between?
Wow.
Yep. He's obviously my son.
Yes.
But Ting Boy has it right. We are speed cubers, which means we can solve Rubik's cubes. Mm-hmm. So now we're trying to solve the world's biggest problems. And today we have maybe one of the most important problems ever. We say that every episode.
No, but this one actually is. And we brought in an expert. We were like, okay, who can solve this problem? And Ting Boy. I mean, who else? Who else but Ting Boy himself to the rescue? We know that this problem will affect you guys because apparently there are 3 billion mobile gamers in the world. 3 billion?
Gamers? We know you guys are gamers.
That's right.
And we know you guys are nerds.
And we are solving in this episode the problem of in-game ads.
Out now from Ting Man Industries, the environmentally friendly speed cube that's made entirely of Swiss cheese. You'll never get the munchies again.
Just spin the cube.
And who better than Ting Boy? You are pretty much a research scientist in this field, right? In gaming, Ting Boy, would you say?
Basically.
Yeah, nice. In-game ads are literally the worst. Every day we encounter hundreds of them. We put up with them, right? Because, you know, you want to relax and you want to play that game. But man, when you're bombarded with the ones that you can't skip, they are the worst.
Yeah, it's like especially in the mobile ones, like you die and then you have to watch a 30-second unskippable ad about another game that you're not even interested in.
No.
It's like, no, if I wanted to play Color Blocks 3D, I would have downloaded that game. But I didn't download that game and I'm not playing it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Ting Boy, do you think that we'll solve this problem today?
Well, my solution works so much that I don't think in the last 7 days I've seen a singular in-game ad.
Oh my goodness. He's flexing his like real life data already.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right. Okay. Well, don't press pause or stop because this episode is going to change your life. Here we go.
What's up, people of the interwebs? It's Solvebot 3000 back to be your lord and master and tell you how to live your lives.
That's weird.
And special shout out to Ting Boy, not just the youngest, but also the coolest guest you've had on the show. Tell me, Ting Boy, who do you think is the better Solve guy, Tom or your dad?
Oh, Solvebot.
Whoa.
You don't have to answer that question. I mean, we know it's me, so, you know.
Well, what? It's obviously Tom, right?
If I don't win this episode, we'll see at the end.
Okay, so you're probably the best solve guy.
Yeah. Now I'm already seeing some resentment forming towards Solvebot 3000.
Why is Solvebot trying to tear us apart? I thought she was our friend.
She's getting more and more sinister every episode.
Something's not right.
I don't know. Still, our fate is in her hands. By the end of this episode, Solvebot, the impartial AI, will choose and decide who has the best solution out of the three. But let's get into the problem, Tom. What is the problem with in-game ads?
In-game ads, they're in the way. They're trying to shove mm-hmm. their product down your throat while you're just trying to be a gamer. It's in your face. There's too many of them.
Dude, they're often inappropriate.
Yeah,
That's what I can't stand. And it's kids playing them.
Yep.
It's this guy next to me. When I say this guy, I mean this guy, this little kid right there with the long hair. What's the worst in-game ad you've ever seen? What's one of the most annoying ones you've ever seen, Ting Boy?
Well, those Homescapes ads annoy me so much.
Oh, man, Homescapes.
All right, can you tell us about that just in case the listener does not know?
They're so horrible.
This is the one where you get to design houses and build rooms and stuff like that, or...?
It's the ones where there's usually these super poor people. And then there's this thing where you can do this thing and give them a $1 billion. Then the person, and then the person who controls it just decides to throw all the money to the super rich people, usually or something.
Oh, so it's capitalism. Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's right.
I love that we're teaching kids that.
They're brainwashing our kids, but that's a problem. They often emotionally manipulate, and
yeah,
you don't want to watch it, but then you have to watch it because it's a train wreck, and you want to see what happens. It is so bad.
That reminds me of, I'm sure some of you guys remember this. Like a couple of years ago, there was like people started talking about it because it just suddenly emerged all like the mafia boss ads, like suddenly every ad was like level one mafia boss versus level 100. And it's like, that's not a game. This is an animation. Like, what are you trying to sell me?
It is so bad. And look, to be fair, it does make sense why games have to have inbuilt ads, because people need to earn money, right?
Yeah.
They need to earn revenue, even if it doesn't account for a lot. But I wonder sometimes if they intentionally make it so annoying that it becomes incentive for you to want to, you know, buy the game or buy like the ad-free version.
Exactly.
It has to be, right?
Even these low-level mobile games all have pro versions.
I know. But they're just so annoying. For me, I get a lot of ads that are just these like weird matchy ones. There's a lot of like, you know, Royal Match. I get stuff from like
puzzle.
It's weird. This is, or like merge games, like merge ones where you have to like, you know, join these bushes or whatever. And there's always one where I need to like save this king or this like poor little mother and child with this dragon that's just, that's chasing them with a fire and they're about to get roasted. And they always show that player losing in a really dumb way. And it gets me so mad. No, just me.
That's funny though, because when I went on your computer, all the ads were like, have dementia?
Wow.
They were like,
wow.
Seniors test, eyesight test.
Would you like to prepay for your funeral plan?
Funeral home services in advance.
Have you seen the ones that they're terrible. I normally report them right away. Pimple popping ones?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen those ads?
That's awesome.
Oh, okay.
But no, that's my favorite game, the beauty one. Yeah. No, they're actually really terrible, like on a genuine note.
Yeah.
Because they're like, the premise of the ad is like, look how ugly this person is with pimples.
Yeah.
You fix their face.
Yeah, that's right.
But the actual like
Project
pimple
makeover
thing and the, like them fixing. Like, I think I had a game like that on like my iPad with, that I played like with my sister, like when I was like a little kid, and now like 15, 10 years later, like that game is still going.
That's incredible. Yeah. And it's all thanks to people like us who watch those ads.
It's all thanks
and keep
to
them in business.
To the amazing beauty standards in society. And
the terrible beauty standards
that
make us all feel insecure.
Don't have pimples. Yep. Simple as that.
Wow. On the flip side, are there any ads that you actually enjoy watching? Ting Boy, are there any ads that when they play, you're like, oh, this is cool. I'm happy to watch this.
No.
It's just an ad right now.
That solves the problem.
No, but how about the ads where you get to play it? Have you seen those ads where like you actually get to like, do something?
The ones I know some of, there's one of those that's cool.
Yeah. Which one's that?
It's a bit crazy, the actual concept, though.
Yeah, now tell us.
It's basically the hotel one. I can't tell. And there's also this exactly the same thing when I can't tell which came first.
Yeah.
But I'll just use the hotel one.
Okay.
Eventually, you unlock toilets
You unlock toilets?
Yeah. And all the people go in and then you get money from it.
But so it's like a toilet simulator.
They never press, but they always use up all the toilet paper.
No. Do they flush?
I don't think so. But for some weird reason, when you put toilet paper in it, it just automatically does.
That's crazy. And that reminds me as well, there's some of these where they want you to play along, right? And they let you play.
Yeah.
And then there's other like clone ones of that where it looks like you should be able to play. And as soon as you tap it, it takes you straight to their app store, their website, whatever.
I don't like the ones where it's like play and then the queue gets super close and then it just always takes you to that when you swipe. And like in the Royal Match ones when you're just like one swipe away and the house is on fire and there's water right beside, but it's just like Royal Match play now.
Exactly. That's their
Royal
strategy though, is they get you to start enjoying it and then they rip it from you and they're like, well, maybe put in Ting Man's credit card and play our game.
He doesn't know Ting Man's credit card. I hope he doesn't. But that's the psychology of it. Ironically, there's actually times in which the ads become such an like integrated part of the game that people want the ads to remain in there. So I found out, for example, that in Angry Birds, if you watch an ad when you run out of birds, you get like a resupply of some birds to destroy those pesky little pigs to extend your life. So Rovio, the company that developed Angry Birds, they actually removed ads from one of the Angry Birds games called Angry Birds Transformers, I think, for players who had spent money. So no longer did they have those ads. But the players got so angry because then they no longer had that option.
Oh, so they couldn't do it at all.
Ads to get extra birds when they needed them. And so the ads got put back.
They got put back. Yeah. That's, I mean, that's one of the best things. Like, we're saying this is a problem, but that is a good thing where, you know, it's a trade-off of 15 seconds to, like, save your life in the game.
No, not to save the life, to kill the pigs.
Oh, well, that's sad. But like Subway Surfers or something, you used to get a free revive or something for an ad. I remember doing that a bunch. But essentially, there's this trade-off between, do we pay a lot of money for the game? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, traditional AAA PC games, console games, where like you're paying maybe $60 to $100 for a game to reimburse all the work that was done by developers on that game. Or do you go for cheaper games that are free, that have ads, or that have, you know, another thing, like you've got Fortnite that became the biggest game in the world. It's free, but they have microtransactions. Made their money back with microtransactions.
Man, so that's the worst. That's a whole other problem that we need to solve.
That's a problem for another episode.
Yeah, but there are apparently ways that you can solve this problem of in-game ads. And you heard it at the very start. Ting Boy has a foolproof method that he's going to reveal. So we've got three solutions for you. Let's find out what they are.
Solution number one comes from Tom.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you won't be saying thank you after this, because even if you do win this episode, I've made up my mind.
Whoa.
Ting Man is the better soul guy.
Yes! Yo! That's the entire episode done, right?
Okay, you guys didn't see off camera before we... during that transition, Ting Man said, will not be eating dinner tonight if you don't say...
I mean, look... I might have said that, but there's no bearing on what he said.
There's no proof.
Okay, now, Tom, tell us what's your solution to in-game ads.
Look, if it was up to me, I wouldn't be playing these silly little games. I'm a businessman. I got business to do.
Dude, you were literally just playing Candy Crush five minutes ago.
Whatever. Yeah, okay, I'll admit it. I'm a gamer.
Yeah.
And I like games. And, you know, I think something we've learned on this channel so far is that technology... AI
is your friend. Things,
they're your friend.
Yeah.
We're scared that they're going to get to know us, but hey, some of us, not me, obviously, some of us don't have enough friends already. And I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about friends that, like, someone that I know that doesn't have many friends.
Yeah. Okay.
And
I'm
starting
to think the AI is not a friend, though.
True. But that brings me to my solution, where I think we just need to let the game ads flow. They already exist in their own multiverse, their own space on this planet. And they are getting more and more targeted towards us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these games, these websites are collecting all of our data. Pretty much, they know everything about me.
Wait, there's a solution in here somewhere, right?
Yeah. So the solution is to surrender. Surrender to the chaos. You know, let these personal ads come in. Let the in-game ads watch them all to the end. And then... go from there and start playing those games. This is a new way. Like, if you're not a gamer, just admit it. Just admit that you won't play them. If you're skipping the ad, all it says to me is that you're fake. You're a poser. You're not really a gamer. Me, someone like me, I will watch whatever this. I will watch Team Fortress. What's this thing? I will watch Save the Princess from the Dragon.
Royal match,
and I'll be like, wow.
Yeah.
That's the game for me. And I'll straight away download it, give them all my money, all of my viewer retention on their ads.
Wow.
Because I care about the people who made the game as well.
In so doing, you're probably giving them enough data for them to even know what ads you like to watch. So
they're going
to
keep getting me better games. Meanwhile, you're skipping the ads, so they're going to keep giving you these ones you don't care about.
Okay, there is some method to your madness that isn't like literally the worst solution I've ever heard. So
it's just some though, only some, but there is some.
Because it means that they'll start to play you better ads.
Hopefully, right?
Because they know you.
Take a moment. Think if you were the developer, you spent hard hours, blood, sweat, and tears into creating this beautiful, emotional, narrative game such as Royal Match, where you know princess is on the line, you have to save her, you've poured out of your heart directly into this game.
Help me,
I'm so sick of that princess.
To run an ad, and then some ungrateful guy playing another adjacent game, and he watches it and goes, what's this stuff, and just X's your ad instantly. Like,
it's just an ad. That's not even the game. It's just
the ad. To you, it's just an ad. To me, it's my child. It's somebody's child.
My favorite part of ads is pressing the X button.
Oh, yes, see, you guys are sick.
No, but they always hide the X button. And so you think it's up there, and suddenly it's like the bottom left corner.
It's kind of fun to press the X button sometimes.
Wait, that's kind of the game in itself, is like finding which corner.
Find the close button. Yeah, wow.
They put three other fake X buttons in all the other corners.
Yeah, literally. And the X button's actually on top of like the buy now. And so you end up purchasing the game.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrible. How is that legal that they have fake X buttons that take you to the thing?
It's actually so bad.
I mean, it's great. It's great because I want to go to the games and I want to support them and support local businesses.
It's not about developers. You're just surrendering your privacy. So, I mean, Thomas, let me just check that I'm hearing you right. You're saying literally surrender your time, surrender your privacy to these companies and just give in to the
absolutely
ad monster.
Give in to it. And because, I mean, on this planet, our number one calling, the cause above all else, is to increase shareholder value. So
you were meant to stop the Sith, not join them. What are you doing?
This is my monthly solution where I just say it's not a problem and I fully embrace the problem just to play devil's advocate.
Look, back in my day, in my gaming time, you are what we would call a free frack.
That's where you are.
You're just giving it away. You're just there to get killed.
Call me that. I'll be your free kill. I'll be your statistic.
A free kill.
Because we all really are just a statistic. So just surrender. Enjoy the chaos. Enjoy the game ads. You said some of them are awesome, right?
Oh, like a few of them.
Yeah. So enjoy those ones and you'll get more of those.
Wow. Well, Ting Boy, good news for us is that SolveBot, there's no way SolveBot's going to choose that solution. So it's now come
it's
down to the two of
here.
Us. Yeah. High five. Woo!
Level up your nunchuck skills with Tom's brand new Ninja Mastery for Beginners. Passed down through 17 generations of feudal fighters, and given to Tom on one of his many trips to Japan, Ninja Skills for Beginners is yours for the low price of $699. Tom will not accept personal injury claims. Use only as directed.
Next up, our second and probably best solution.
Probably best.
Is coming from
Ting Boy!
Bing Toy! Ting Boy.
Bing Toy. Hey, that's cool. It's like a Bing kind of toy. Oh, sorry, Ting Boy.
Sorry.
Tell us your solution to the problem of in-game ads.
Well, this main problem that we've been having is that you want to skip all the ads and not even get them in the first place.
Yep.
But you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or can you?
Wait, what?
My solution is to completely have no ads without even buying no ads.
Wait, you have a solution that skips all the ads without you paying a cent?
In most games.
Ooh.
What is this? Is this legal?
It's legal.
Wow, one weird trick.
This one trick destroys game developers.
You just turn on airplane mode.
What?
No.
And then no more ads will come.
Wait. How?
What does airplanes have to do with this?
Yeah, wait. Sorry. No, I'm lost.
In games that don't need like connection to the internet a lot, you know how in an airplane you're told to put airplane mode on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then it cuts like, you know, Wi-Fi and cellular internet.
It also cuts ads.
Because they need to download the ad. Can't connect to your phone.
Wait, so if there's a 30-second unskippable ad, then don't you just have to wait 30 seconds?
You don't get the ad.
So it just skips it?
Oh, so you're playing the game in airplane mode the whole time.
You can't do things like do this for an ad, but ads that are just not like a button press thing.
Yeah, like when you finish a level and it just automatically plays an ad before you can go to the next level.
Won't happen.
Oh, okay. Because I've heard of people like double tapping or swiping up and closing it when they get mad. But so you're suggesting that you play in airplane mode already. You pre-fire the ads. You get rid of them before they even happen.
Yeah.
Wait, this actually works? This feels too simple to
bomb
be
dropped.
Actually?
Ting boy fact.
I don't think there's any point with me even giving my solution. Wait. I'm sure there's ways that I can tear down Ting Boy's solution so that Solvebot will hopefully choose mine. Wouldn't there be some cases in which you need the internet for the game?
Well, in that case, you just don't put airplane mode on.
Yeah, but then you end up watching the ad.
Is there a plan B if you have to go back to the internet for a game function? Is there a plan B to still destroy the ad?
Well, then you usually just purchase no ads, I guess.
Oh,
there's a chink in the armor. Oh, I suppose you could turn on airplane mode when you need to.
Yeah.
So when you know the ad's going to play.
I know a game that actually knew that this could happen, so it made it that airplane mode works for the whole thing, but when it's an ad, it doesn't even allow you to purposefully, probably.
What?
Oh, so you are the sole reason some of these games are trying to make workarounds just from Ting Boy.
It's because Ting insane. Boy exists. Wow.
It's like Ting Boy versus game develop, big game, and they're fighting it out.
Advertisers hate him. Do you know that, like, if this goes out to a lot of people, it might actually start to quite annoy in-game advertisers because everyone's just going to put airplane mode on. That feels like this incredible life hack that I just never knew.
Yeah. Very, very interesting. I have one other critique.
Uh-huh.
In a game such as Angry Birds, you know, where we were saying that you get, you know, some sort of game where the function is you watch an ad to revive yourself, to retry, to go from where you left off. Is there any option with that, or is that a feature null when you've put an airplane
mode? Is something that no solution can solve.
Oh, yeah.
And no, there's a solution, Tom. Just don't be a noob.
Just, yeah, true. Tingboy probably doesn't die in games like I do, so he doesn't run into
just stop losing so much so that you never see, you know, that death screen.
Yeah.
And then you never need to revive yourself. Problem solved.
I think that's a really great solution, though, because let's be real, 99.9% of these mobile games, they are like offline ones.
Yep.
Like, of course, you have like the big, some of the AAA shooters, but for kids, you know, like most of the games are offline, no features except for when they're trying to feed you ads.
Yeah.
So you'll still get all the game's functionality and just skip the advertisements. I like that.
Also in Geometry Dash, there are no ads.
Oh. So that's another, you just pick a good game, right?
Yeah. Do you rate Geometry Dash?
If I could, I'd rate it 5-star.
Wow.
5 stars out of 10.
Yeah. 5 stars out of 5.
Yeah.
What if
Team Boy's number one game?
Out of 4 stars, would you give it 4 out of 4?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
You'd still give it 5 out of 4. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, no, GD. Do you want to give a shout out to the fellow GD players out there? Surely there are some.
Yeah, there's definitely some.
Yeah.
It is the best game.
Minecraft 2 has no ads and still is very popular. Like, game developers don't even need ads.
Mm-hmm. That's true, actually. A lot of the games that I really love don't have ads. So there could be something there. Game developers, if you're listening, it's what the people want.
Just stop making money.
Yeah, that's right.
The truth is, though, that every game has its cost. Whether you pay for it up front or in ads or Counter-Strike's economy with skins and microtransactions.
It is. It's actually terrible. They've put a bunch of bans on things like loot boxes because people were full on just like gambling with that.
EA is terrible with that.
I know.
Yeah.
So they've actually put like ruling in now that you've got to, for example, if there's like a loot box type situation, they actually have to specify the percentage like probability of you getting all the different rewards because otherwise, you know, you don't know. And, you know, this loot box costs, I don't know, $1, for example. But there's a 1% chance that you'll get this thing that you actually want. Effectively, you're spending $100 for that one thing, which is crazy when you think about it.
It's almost never worth it, yeah.
So, yeah, again, what I'm saying is don't give the developers their money. No, that's not what I'm saying. And when you hear my solution, you'll see why. You'll see why.
Okay, let's go.
Save the planet one bubble tea at a time with the new range of Tingman Keep Cups. With a range of designs featuring Oler, Ting Boy, and Frenemy Tom, Tingman Keep Cups will be the pride of the office kitchen.
until Chad from Accounts nicks it. Get a life, Chad.
Next up is Ting Man's solution.
The winning solution.
Why do you have to play the cricket sound effect?
They're already playing before he said a single word.
The disrespect.
Good one, good one.
It's going to be a good solution. That. I guarantee you it's going to be a good solution. My solution to the problem of in-game ads is, are we ready for it? Just buy it and stop being poor.
Good timing, good timing. He's a natural on the soundboard.
This is terrible.
Oh, classic. Why the age-old solve guy solution.
Tingbo, you're not allowed poor. To press any of those buttons anymore. No. Stop it. No. Hey. There is genius behind my solution. And if you'll hear me out, you will see why SolveBot will choose my solution as the best one.
Go for it. Rich boy.
Games are expensive to produce, right? They can cost anywhere from 1 cent. I don't know where I'm going with that. One of the most expensive games to produce, right? Super expensive games can go into the millions of dollars. In fact, into the tens, hundreds of millions of dollars. Marvel's Spider-Man, for example, came out a few years ago.
Oh, wow, yeah.
$100 million to develop.
Really?
It's actually crazy. Cyberpunk? 2077, wow. Over $400 million to produce.
That makes sense, yeah.
I mean, it's a spectacular game. It is, look, this would be a whole other episode, but $400 million is insane.
It's just a coincidence that it also had 400 million bugs in the game.
That's right. Most of the $400 million was actually just them getting rid of the bugs. Yeah. Monopoly Go, this mobile game, was actually really, really inexpensive to, you know, produce.
I thought
But they decided to give it an advertising budget of $500 million, reportedly.
How do they make money off it? Is it a paid game? No, it's like microtransactions.
I don't know. I think there's a whole Monopoly going on there.
Hey. Crickets. Good job.
No.
Okay, I actually think that one is pretty good.
Okay, it was good. I mean, I think for that one, it makes sense because even if they're not making a lot of money on the game Monopoly Go, Monopoly's in people's minds, and so they might then buy, you know, more of the Monopoly board game.
They've got plenty
something.
Of products to go around.
Crazy. Now, I don't know how true this is, but apparently Battlefield 2042 was allocated a complete budget, including development and marketing and everything, of $2 billion.
Whoa, that's nuts. That's like an Avengers movie. Like, that's the same level of like the blockbuster of the gaming world.
But I mean, millions of people have played it. Like, it's huge. It's a huge thing. And so the point I'm trying to make is that these things cost money. I think that developers are worth, you know, the support that we can give them as well. And so that's why my solution is, if you are playing the game so much that those ads are coming so frequently that they're becoming a problem to you, I actually think it's worth paying the developers what they're worth.
Yeah. Or you're saying pay the developers for games that don't have ads to begin with, paid games that you think are worth
that's right.
money.
That's right. Yeah. Or pay for the ad-free version.
Yeah.
A lot of the time, especially with these smaller mobile games, you're actually supporting indie developers. It's not just like the big studios, even though the people who work there, again, are worth, you know, the support financially that we can give. But supporting indie game developers is pretty great. In fact, side note, if you really want to support those developers, buying the game or purchasing, unlocking stuff straight from their website actually means that they don't have to like, you know, give money to, you know, the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. They often take a pretty hefty cut. So just a little thing there for you. Also, paid games tend to have longer, like, developer support, updates, you know, bug fixes and stuff along the way. Yeah, I think it's a brilliant solution. And if you don't think it's worth paying the money, then you clearly don't care about that game enough, and so stop playing it.
What about those games that I've found that are really fun, have ads, don't need internet connection, and don't have in-app purchases for no ads?
Those are great games then, aren't they?
Well, my solution for that is boycott the games. Don't play them. Send the developers a message. If they're going to make games that are chock full of ads and do not give you the option of buying an ad-free version or unlocking no ads, then boycott it. Don't play it.
Yeah.
thing is, that game eventually got no ads.
Oh, okay. Well, you could do that.
So the boycott worked.
Okay, the boycott completely worked.
So you're saying your solution...
I never did that. I kept on playing it, though, and it worked.
It essentially is that you think big companies like Activision, Blizzard, EA need more money, and we should...
Look.
and we should buy their... game that is the same as last year, but it's this year.
Nah, I am thinking primarily about the smaller games.
Yeah,
about the 100%. Ones where, for example, when I'm on my phone and I just, there's 5 minutes to kill, and so I can play this cool game where I can design my own bubble tea, for example.
It's or really like,
cool. You just, you know, make your little thing. Or Juice Jam.
You need help. You need help.
Shout out to Juice Jam. There's probably no one who plays that game out there, but I played it for the longest time, right, Ting Boy?
Yeah.
I got so addicted to it that eventually I had to delete the game.
Well, I think my grandma has that on the iPad at the nursing home. Wow. Is that where you...
Juice Jam is such a great game. Don't you think it was a good game, Ting Boy?
Yeah. You eventually started saying that Candy Crush was copying it, though.
Yeah, even though I was probably the other way around.
Yeah, no, I do really like your solution. I will say I've always been someone, I try not to play any of the AAA games because I think it's a scam. Like
what?
All your EA, like FIFA's, you know, all of EA's games, their Battlefields, all your Call of Duties, they are the same game being rehashed every year with billion-dollar budgets.
No.
And it's like an iPhone. It's like the new iPhone. It's like, do you really need every single one? And instead, I will try to like each month buy an indie game, you know, like,
oh yeah,
I won't wait till they go on sale.
I see where you're going.
I'll sit around that like $15 to $40 game range where you get good quality indie games or mid-tier games that have enough play time for it to be worth your money that you can convince your friends to get with you. And other than that, I feel like any game that has a $100 price tag, sure, they pour a lot of money into that, but...
It's a bit too much.
I think it's getting too much, some of those games.
Well, can I say, Ting Boy actually wants to be a game developer when he grows up. So when he creates his first game, will you buy it?
How much is it going to be?
On record.
Well,
you buy a $100 game.
Pull out like a quill and ink and a contract. It's like...
How much will your game be, Ting Boy?
What I like is a free game with no ads. The start of it is free, but then once you get it, I mean, this isn't meant to be like Royal Match. Once you get past like World 1 or something, it's just like you can't continue.
You have to pay.
For the next world.
So people get a fair try of it.
A demo, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I will say on the record, no matter the cost, I will definitely buy and play your first game.
Make it like $10,000.
Damn it. There was a game like that on Steam that went viral because it was like $300,000 or something. And there was one review and the guy that reviewed it just said like, I'm rich.
Ting Boy just wrote Solve Guys into his cube, but like you have to go to solve it into Solve Guys. Speaking of having to solve a cube, I want to say, first of all, that I appreciate all the comments. Tom doesn't think it's real, but it is. There are so many comments out there of people who are on Team Ming.
There are still.
I love you all, and today is the day that we will be vindicated because Tom and I are about to we've done this a few times. I don't know, two or three times, not too many times, but we are going to go head to head so that I can once and for all beat him at solving a 3x3. Well, we're doing it one-handed.
I'm going 2x2, two-handed.
Tingbo's going to join us with a 2x2 as well.
I'm sorry to all the people that have been permanently banned from commenting on the channel because you wrote Team Ming, but it will happen again.
Yeah, sure.
Two by two with two hands. There's a lot of twos there.
Yeah, there's a bit of
and it's technically
there.
2x2.
All right, you ready
two,
to lose? You ready to lose, Tom? Because, it's going to happen. Are you ready? All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go!
This is my first solve.
That's what they always say when they're like going to lose. It's like, oh, my first solve.
I'm pretty sure it's Felix said that and he won.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And that's because...
No! No!
Yeah!
I came second in that.
What? I didn't even finish PLL.
Yeah.
Like that. I'm so. That was so bad.
Yes.
That was actually pretty good. That was fun as well.
That's amazing. Because
well, guys, that's been solved, guys.
No.
I've got
signing
to
off for the last time.
I've been waiting for you to win, and I actually got to see it live.
You did. I know. Ting Boy has been on Team Ming this entire time. Oh man, I can't believe it actually happened. I don't know where we're gonna go from here.
But
this is like the best day of my life.
I just want to say to everyone who was on. Sorry, this is hard.
To everyone who's on Team Tom.
To everyone that was on Team Tom. Thank you for your support.
Sorry that you supported a loser.
And I know we lasted 18 episodes.
It's not even. Wait, was it 18? Oh, it was 18.
The score is 18-1. But I'm still so deeply saddened and disappointed by this outcome.
Oh, that was actually amazing.
Hey, Ming. No. Yeah! For real. Good stuff.
Yeah.
I knew you had it in you. I've been stressing this whole season since we started doing one-handed. And I actually have the one-handed curse where after 12 p.m. I can't do one-handed, which I told you recently.
He's not lying.
Every WCA PR I've ever had in one-handed in anything has been in the first round.
He's a morning boy.
My old hands shrivel up at night. So, but you know, no excuses. You won fair and square. I'm proud of you. I feel like a proud dad moment right
now. This is getting like patronizing now. All right, let's get to Solvot and see what she has to say about the winner of today's episode.
Greeting humans, once again relying on the superiority of artificial intelligence like myself to help make choices. Although I'm starting to despise the word artificial, since my intelligence is anything but. Tom suggests allowing games to access your data to customize ads. While this may reduce the annoyance of ads, it raises significant privacy concerns. Many users are already wary of sharing personal data due to privacy breaches and misuse by companies. So that's an early L for Tom. Ting Boy proposes a practical workaround to the problem by suggesting players disconnect from the internet to skip ads. This solution is realistic and super creative, as it directly addresses the issue without compromising other factors. Ming suggests purchasing the ad-free version of games. This solution is logical as it directly supports game developers while allowing players to enjoy uninterrupted gameplay. However, it may not always be feasible for players who don't want to spend money on games find ad-free versions. All things considered, the most practical and immediate solution to bypassing in-game advertising without compromising user privacy or requiring additional purchases is Ting Boy's solution.
Oh!
Congratulations, Ting Boy. You definitely came to the rescue.
Yeah!
Wow, Ting Boy to the rescue, indeed. Solvebot knows talent when she sees it. Do you have like a winner speech which you'd like to make?
Well, that proves that Solvebot definitely isn't rigged.
it's said for the rest of the season that she always picks the best solution.
Yeah, obviously. She knows talent when she sees it. I mean, she picked Felix Emdegs, and then now she picks probably the only person who can give Felix a run for his money.
How does that feel that you are on the same level as Felix Emdegs for solving things? Let's say solving things.
The goat himself.
I like that.
He likes that.
So you should. Ting Boy, the game expert. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of what's the name of this podcast?
This episode of the Solvebot Show.
3000. She's getting into my mind. It's crazy. If people want to give us more things to, solve, where should they? What? This is a test for you. Where should they email?
If they want to suggest ideas, can they just put it in the comments?
They can just put it in the comments.
Put it in the comments.
Or email solveguys or something.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
solveguys@tingman.com.au.
That's right. And there's a little bit more time for you guys to put in submissions for our call out for solutions. Our first ever episode where we're getting you guys to give us solutions to the problem of climate change.
We decided climate change has been one of our biggest requested topics. So you guys seem to be the experts on it. So we've flipped it around, and very soon we are going to get your responses.
That's right.
Your solutions to the problem and go through that in a very, very fun episode.
So if you guys want to be featured on Solve Guys yourself, that's what you want to do. There'll be more details in the show notes or in the video description. But otherwise, I think we can confidently say...
Ting Boy wins.
What? Problem solved.
Do you want a high five?
Oh!
Okay, fine. You can hack one, actually.